So there is one upside to attempting to free a whale that is literally moored to the seafloor.
At least the animal's not moving.
Dr. Fred Sharp works for the Alaska Whale Foundation. He flew from Juneau to Sarkar Cove on the west coast of Prince of Wales Island the day the entangled whale was reported to NOAA Fisheries. He's been working with whales for 32 years.
So often in Southeast Alaska, when there's an entanglement, the animal will break through the gear and wind up with, you know, crab pot line or a section of gillnet and maybe some cork line. And those are challenging because humpback whales are extremely mobile animals.
Mobile and huge. The whale trapped in Sarkar Cove weighed in at around 40 tons, about the size of a locomotive. Sharp says that the owners of the nearby El Capitan Lodge heard the whale's distress and made a prompt report to NOAA's Marine Mammal Stranding Network. The lodge also got him to the scene quickly in their own aircraft and took him out to the whale in a boat. The whale was in bad shape.
What was particularly worrisome about this individual was that some of the lines were wrapped over the leading edge or the splash guard of the animal's blowhole. And, you know, as you can imagine, we're air-breathing beings, too, and we know how that feels, that sense of suffocation, inability to breathe. And that's something you have to be vigilant of because animals are simply going to be a little bit more agitated and perhaps responsive and a feeling of desperation on the part of the animal.
So that's why Sharp and NOAA actively discourage anyone from attempting to disentangle a whale on their own. The best thing the public can do is notify the Coast Guard and keep an eye on an entangled whale until one of NOAA's stranding response teams arrives. Sharp says they get about 20 reports of entanglements every summer, but locate and intervene in only about 2 cases, as people simply lose track of the whale. Sharp says that the Center for Coastal Studies has developed an arsenal of tools to free entangled whales: cutters, grapples, knives, and even drones and GoPro cameras. Then it's a matter of getting in close enough to do the job while staying at a safe distance.
Oftentimes when we're doing a technique, if we're going to be using cutting knives or tools, or those are often done on using very long Kevlar poles so we can stay a body length or so away from the animal. Sometimes you just give the animal what we call a little love tap. You just take your tool and just touch it on the back just so it see how it's going to respond in the general area that you want to cut. There are certain angles that you approach the animal that tend to be less agitating to the animal. There's lots of really subtle techniques that you use to assess their condition.
Because this whale was caught in heavy gauge mooring lines, Sharp was able to hook a knife under them and then back the boat away to make the cuts. Although this story has a happy ending, the statistics about entanglements can be discouraging. Sharp says recent data suggests that 50% of the whales in Glacier Bay show signs of scarring from interaction with nets, lines, buoys, and chains. A lover of seafood, he's not blaming the fishing industry. Coexisting with whales is always going to be challenging.
The animals are cognitively and emotionally complex enough that they always keep you guessing.
Seeing the whale swim out of Sarkar Cove just before sunset on Thanksgiving not only gave Sharp a great dinner table story of the day, but he also describes these positive outcomes as one of the best feelings in the world. Reporting in Sitka with help from Enrique Perez de la Rosa, I'm Robert Woolsey.